Chapter 1 Daniel rolled over and draped his arm across Sabrina's waist, pulling her closer so her back was to his front. His morning hard-on pressed against her soft, warm backside, jerking in anticipation. God, he was hungry for her. How could he not be? She was so pliant and voluptuous. It was moments like these, waking up with Sabrina in his arms, that made him wonder how he'd gotten so fortunate as to find her. Even in the mornings, with her long dark hair a mess, she looked gorgeous. Every day she grew more beautiful. The first time he'd laid eyes on her and gazed into her green eyes, he'd known that he had to have her. That she was actually here now, in his arms, in his bed, was a miracle in itself after all the bumps that had littered their road to happiness. But they'd overcome those obstacles. Now nothing could go wrong anymore. In a few days, Sabrina would be his wife. Sabrina moaned softly and wiggled closer to him, her behind rubbing on his painfully hard cock. He lowered his lips to her shoulder and pressed small kisses on her warm skin while nudging his cock between her thighs.
What time is it?
She asked in a sexy, sleep-laden voice that fueled his desire for her even more.
Almost 6, he said, moving his mouth to nibble on her earlobe. We're burning daylight.
She chuckled, and the sound reverberated in his chest, making his heart beat faster, as it pumped more blood through his veins, directing it farther south.
Slave driver?
Not my fault, he said lightly. But somebody's got to make sure everything gets done.
They'd been in Montauk, the very tip of Long Island and commonly also known as the Hamptons, staying with his parents for the past few days to make the final arrangements for the wedding. Sabrina seemed more exhausted than usual, and he wondered whether the flurry of activities surrounding the wedding was getting to her. He had to admit things were crazy, and what they both needed was a bit of normalcy, and something to ease the stress they were both feeling. He had just the thing for stress relief. Daniel slid his hand along her torso and down to her belly, pressing her closer into the curve of his body. Sabrina's sigh confirmed that she was fully aware of the hard-on that was now sliding between her thighs, and what he intended to do with it.
"Shouldn't we be preserving energy since we have so much to do today?"
she murmured, while she rubbed her backside against him and pressed her thighs together to capture his cock between them. Daniel groaned as her muscles tried to imprison him.
"Trust me, this won't take much of my energy at all," he whispered into her ear and slipped his hand over her sex, cupping it. "It comes naturally." Just like anything to do with Sabrina came naturally.
Her humming was accompanied by her thighs spreading by an inch or two, just enough for him to slip his fingers into her warm center.
"Besides, I think you need this just as much as I do," he added and bathed his fingers in her wetness.
Her sex was drenched with her arousal. The scent of it now drifted to him.
"Tell me why you're wet already."
"I've been dreaming."
"About?"
"About waking up with you inside me."
Her words made him even harder than he already was. Any more of this and he would explode.
"That's a very naughty dream."
His dew-covered fingers stroked along her cleft, then swept upward to her clit, brushing firmly over the sensitive organ. Sabrina jerked in his arms, a moan dislodging from her lips.
"Yes, I need it," she admitted. "The last few days have been so stressful."
Daniel nuzzled his face in the crook of her neck and inhaled her scent. Sabrina rarely wore perfume. Nevertheless, there was always an enticing scent around her.
"Then let me take care of you, baby."
Sabrina lifted her leg a little, allowing him to reposition his cock and tilt it just the right way so it was poised at the entrance to her body. Keeping his finger rubbing her clit, he thrust his hips up and forward, sliding his cock into her. Sabrina gasped, and the sound echoed in the room. For a brief second, he wondered if his parents and the other guests in the house could hear them. But then his attention was pulled back to Sabrina when she slid her hand over his and pressed it harder over her center of pleasure. A smile formed on his lips. He loved it when Sabrina showed her lusty side, when she urged him on to take her harder, to pleasure her more thoroughly, to drive her wild, just like she was telling him now that she wanted him to stroke her clit more intensely, with more pressure. As he caressed the responsive bundle of nerves with circular strokes, he pulled back and sliced into her again. His balls slapped against her flesh, and his cock was lodged deep inside her tight channel. How she could still be so tight, even though he'd been making love to her practically every night for the last few months, he didn't know. But he appreciated that fact, because it made every time feel like the first time. "Fuck," he groaned, drawing out the word. Daniel steadily plunged in and out of her, stretching her, his tempo increasing. Sabrina met each of his forward thrusts with a backward push of her own, while he continued to caress her clit feverishly, her body now dictating the rhythm of his movements. He felt sweat build on his neck and torso, making him slide smoothly against Sabrina's back and thighs. He loved taking her like this. The position allowed him total control over her body and satisfied his need to possess every inch of her. It was a feeling that always came over him when she was in his arms. It drove his need for her higher and made him more adventurous in bed and out of it than he'd ever been with anybody else before her. When he was making love to Sabrina, he knew no boundaries, no limits. Whenever he thought of something that could give her more pleasure, he executed his idea. Her satisfaction was his mission, and whenever she found total satisfaction, he achieved the same fulfillment. Being with Sabrina was perfect in every way, just like it was now. Diving into her slick sheath felt like an immersion into liquid silk, into pure heaven. His entire body hummed with pleasure. The nerve endings on his skin vibrated, tingling pleasantly, while his balls burned with the need for release. In his arms, Sabrina trembled, her body traveling closer and closer toward her climax. He could feel it in the way her breaths became erratic and her sighs and moans increased in frequency and volume. He loved the fact that she expressed herself so freely, that she didn't hold back when she was in his arms. All of a sudden, Sabrina's interior muscles tightened around his cock. "Baby, you're killing me," he managed to confess before his brain shut down, robbing him of the ability to speak. All that mattered now was the sensations flooding his body, the bolts of fire shooting through his core when Sabrina's spasms enveloped him. There was no holding back his orgasm now. With an animalistic groan, he plowed into her, allowing the lust for her to overpower him. The last thread of his control snapped, and with another powerful thrust, he shot his seed into her channel, filling her with the hot liquid that seemed to be even more plentiful than usual. He was unable to stop his movements and continued to slowly drive in and out of her until the waves of her orgasm subsided and his own climax ebbed. Several shaky breaths tumbled from his mouth, and he tried to use them to form words, but it was useless. Making love to Sabrina always rendered him speechless. A soft sigh came from her.
"Beat sleeping in," she murmured.
Daniel chuckled softly.
"Beats a lot of other things, too."
"Can we stay in bed all day?"
He pressed a kiss to her shoulder and pulled out of her.
"I wish. But we have guests. Plus, there's still tons to organize."
Sabrina let out a long breath.
"It's just, I'm so tired at the moment. I could sleep all day."
"When we're on our honeymoon, you can stay in bed all day. I promise you."
She turned her head to look at him.
"You still haven't told me where we're going."
"And I won't. But I will tell you that you'll need to pack warm clothes."
Surprise widened her eyes.
"We're going somewhere cold?"
He nodded.
"Why somewhere cold? I'd think you'd want to take me somewhere warm and tropical so that I'd have an excuse to walk around half naked."
He winked at her.
"Oh, you'll be naked no matter where I take you. If I take you somewhere cold, you won't want to ever leave the hotel or the warmth of the bed. And body heat is the best way to stay warm. Trust me."
Then he pushed back the covers and sat up.
Sabrina, baby, I have to shower and get ready. But why don't you stay in bed a little longer? I'll make excuses for you. She smiled at him.
Have I told you lately that you're the best?
He leaned down to her.
The best in what?
She put her arms around his neck, her green eyes beaming at him.
The best in everything.
She pressed herself against him.
I can't wait to marry you.
Daniel smiled.
I would have made you my wife months ago, but you deserve a big wedding and to walk down the aisle in a beautiful white gown.
Every little girl dreams of that.
And I'll always do everything in my power to fulfill all your dreams.
Reluctantly, he freed himself from her embrace and got out of bed. Naked, he walked toward the bathroom before glancing over his shoulder and finding her running a long look over his backside. She'd never looked more seductive than now. Her hair unruly, a rose blush on her cheeks, and the sheets down to her waist, exposing her naked breasts. Tonight, he would bury his head in those generous breasts again and pleasure her with tender strokes and kisses while feeling her nipples harden in his mouth. That thought alone brought on another hard-on, and he turned away from her to step into the shower.